like, we knew, like, we had to get a score, and we just could not get it in the first half. And we went in half time, we weren't going to panic. We were told just keep at our game plan, and that's what we done. And thankfully, when we went out, we came back, and it worked out for us anyway, and we didn't panic, so we stick to game plan, and that was us.
And obviously, that when you say you didn't panic, that's probably an illustration of the experience that's, and belief that's in this team.
Yeah, it's this year, like, belief's just everything. Like, the management drove that into us. Like, we had to believe in ourselves, because we don't believe in ourselves, who will, like? And, like, we just, we could not, we, like, experience too. A lot of them players played in the league final and played other Ulster finals and Ulster semis. But
and, of course, Monaghan came through their semi-final as well, pretty easy against Cavan. So
Cavan's Division 1 team, and Monaghan's always been there and thereabouts in the finals every year. But that Monaghan's a great team. Like, we have great rivalry against them over the last couple of years, and I don't think there's been much in it in the last couple of years. It's always been very tight. Like, so it's probably guaranteed a very good game.
So repeat of the 2015 final, which you won easy enough in the end.
Yeah, like, that was, I think that was the final we were going in, and no one expected us to even come near Monaghan, but they would beat it bad as well. Like, they're the, as you say, the Queens of Ulster, like, but no one even expected us to come near them, and they probably got a shock that day that we came out probably hungrier than them, and it's hard to think that they'd let us do it again. Like, so they'd be up for us just as much as us this time.
Your cover is certainly broken now between winning the Division 2 last year and getting to the Division 1 final this year.
Yeah, like, everyone's kind of know we're serious this year now, and everyone knows that every game we go into, it's not going to be an easy game. Like, and good that way.
And quite a few, I think, counted up to 12 of the team that featured in 2015 will more than likely start again this weekend, and probably if Kate Keeney and Shannon McGrady were fit, they'd be in as well.
Yeah, like, we're lucky to have everyone this year, because last year you couldn't have said we had 12. Like, you're lucky if we had 5 of the team probably from the year before. But everyone, Michal took us as a meeting at the start of the year and said that we're going to give this a go, and everyone bought into it. Thankfully, like, everyone stayed. Like, people had plans to go and all their stuff to do, but they just give it up for this year, and thankfully now we have a lot of players still around.
Aoife McDonough's back as well on board this year after missing out on last year.
Yeah, like, even the semi-final, she was Carly Hanlon. Like, she played very well. I think that was her first game starting this year. Very hard team play, because she'd probably want to play the matches for the semi, so it's hard to know who you're going to let out or who's going to win the team anyway.
Yeah, and of course Paula McGrory has come in this year from Buncrana. She's probably the one real new face that has made the breakthrough and the step up.
Yeah, I think she was involved now probably the last couple of years, but this year she put in massive effort during winter seasons, and it's showing now that she's there and there's about too. Like, so she could get a shout now for the final. So it's just the matter who's going well at training. It's not about the last game. It's about training now, who's going well.
And tell me, how has training and preparations gone since that semi-final?
Yeah, there's an excellent vibe there. Like, before the semi, it was a bit up and down. Like, but since the semi, it's just been excellent. Everyone's looking forward to the final. Can't wait for it coming. Like, and they're enjoying training, they're enjoying the hard work. And
you scored 2-7 in the final in 2015, bordering of expectancy on you again this year?
I don't really worry about that at all. Like, we just have to put in a full team performance from 1 to 15, and even the subs, like, nowadays, like, the whole 20 players, like, people, like, you need a panel of players, like, because you don't know who's going to get injured. You need to come on, like we saw in our league final, that Kate got injured in the first 5 minutes, and just everyone needs to be ready, and hopefully now we get a good team performing.
And is the hunger there that was there in 2015, you know, to win that first, is that same hunger there, do you believe, to win a second?
Yeah, probably even more, because I think the fives, like, this is probably one of our last years that everyone's going to be together, like, because even start of year, there's a lot of people kind of doing things that probably, like, girls who said, right, we'll give it one last year, and there's a lot of girls thinking of going away, and there's a lot of young players that want to go away for the summer. So I think the hunger has to be there, because this could be our last year, like, so, and everyone wants to win the final.